Welcome to another card. I'm Lowe Sporsha. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, today, getting into the cricket season, we have a special guest today, Britt Perry, who's played for the Scorpions in the state cricket and is a footballer of note. And North Adelaide footballer.
Best and fairest.
How was that? That was the first kind of season of that. I know they've had previous seasons, but what was it like playing in that first football season for the women's club?
That was amazing. The coaching staff and support staff at North Adelaide were fantastic in bringing us in and giving us the best they could. Mm-hmm. And North Adelaide was awesome for it. We had a great setup, and the competition just raised that level of where we've been playing at club, sort of raised it up to the best footballers, and it was a really, really good competition. It's great to be a part of.
Where did you play? Were you on ball?
Yeah, on ball, changing forward, of all things.
Yeah, what was it like playing in that comp? I mean, there was a lot of hype in regards to the Adelaide Crows winning the first national comp in the women's footy. What was the hype like about the footy? It was obviously very special this year.
Yeah, well, it was. I mean, women's sport in general is building up, and women's footy is really good for that. And it's taking on board. We had crowds which we've never sort of seen before, and we had great facilities to use, like Theburn Oval and Norwood Oval and that kind of stuff. So it was really, really good to be a part of.
Of course, you've played for several years for Central Districts and Angle Bower nowadays. So what do you like best, football or cricket?
But you haven't been asked that before.
Yep, well, I've been asked that in a very embarrassing situation, but we won't go into that. I put myself mostly into cricket. Mm-hmm. However, I would love to be able to do that into footy as well. I absolutely love footy, and I love cricket. So the short answer is I'm not gonna say that.
So cricket has been, I would say, it's probably your first real love.
Yep.
And you're certainly doing very well in cricket. So obviously playing for the Northern Jets here.
Yeah.
And then the Strikers.
Last year.
So with like the Scorpions, Strikers, Jets, I read that you made the country Australian team.
The country champs is the championships that get held in January. The Australian team doesn't go anywhere or do anything. They just sort of pick a team of the championship, basically.
Like an all-star team.
Yeah, yep.
It's an exciting time for women's football. It seems to be a really exciting time for women's cricket. I mean, our international level is fabulous. And yes, with the Big Bash, and it just seems a lot of interest now in women's cricket. And that seems to be growing as well as the interest in the football.
Yeah, it's great. The amount of internationals we get coming over to Australia to boost our local talent is awesome. We're getting people from all over the place, from India, from England, from South Africa, like coming to play, New Zealand coming to play for us, which just boosts our local talent really and gives people like me someone to look up to, basically, someone to give me some different directions, some new skills that maybe I hadn't thought of before. And like the Ashes at the moment, the first round was a sellout. First game, that is amazing. I think that means they should put it on a bigger stadium, just like what women's AFL did. It's really exciting. The cricket and the footy are building up. I hope it just keeps going. Really hope it keeps going, because there's plenty to go, I think.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of publicity about women's sport, for your netball and your Olympics, and to a lesser degree the soccer. Now we've got, and tennis, of course. Now we've got the footy and cricket, which are probably the two major sports in the men's competition in Australia. So it's good that they've got that recognition.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't there be?
Yeah.
I mean, as there is great male athletes, there is great women's athletes as well. And I can tell you that the women's footy and the women's cricket is such a different game. You've almost got to learn the game over again compared to the men's, because we play so differently. We have different attributes that are, like, skills that are better than what the men have in different areas. So their kicking can kick a lot further than us, but we develop our game so that our kicking shorter
makes it better. That makes sense.
We need to, I mean, with more precision, for example, yeah, in terms of really working on those fine skills, and even like the way the ball's going to be moved, tackling all those.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be different. It's going to be a different game, but it certainly has captured. And you're right. Why shouldn't it be? But you know, there's always been that divide, hasn't there? But I think, and that's what I think for, like, for a young sportswoman like yourself, it must be an exciting time, because all of the hard work is done by other sportswomen previously who've had to battle against this difference between men and women's sport. And I think there seems to be so much momentum now. And so for a young sports person like yourself, it must be an exciting time.
It's really exciting. I hope that I can make the most of it in hanging around and keeping in these squads. And obviously we do lots of hard work. And a lot of us are still working, so it makes it twice as hard. But the girls, the people who've done it before us, they're monumental in terms of keeping on going, basically, and building us up to where we are now.
So what are you looking forward to in the cricket season this year?
I'm looking forward to the SA Scorpions coming out with lots of wins and hopefully getting into the final.
Now, the season's already started.
It has.
And how have we gone so far?
So we played a few trial matches in the first early days, and we played our first round in the middle of the holidays, and we lost to WA because they made a giant score of 330 and we didn't quite make it, and then we beat Tassie pretty easy. So the loss to WA was a bit of a letdown. We should have beaten them, and the win to Tassie was what we sort of expected. So it'll be the Victoria New South Wales round that's coming up that'll put us in good stead for the rest of the season.
And are you travelling for that, or are they coming here?
No, we're heading to Melbourne for that one, for that round.
Now, looking at a little bit of your background, I remember when you were about 12 years old, your twin sister, Emma, she used to play a lot of softball, and I remember your dad used to bring you from Sandy Creek Cricket to come out and play softball, and the twin girls used to be a batter. You used to pitch, and your sister used to catch it. I know you didn't play a lot of softball, but it's one of my memories of you, 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, I guess in order to sort of get where I am now, I had to start really early and work really hard from a young age. So I've been part of sort of state teams for cricket and footy since I was pretty young, and I think that's probably what's got me to where I am now, is just that learning to be dedicated and learning to work really hard for something that I want. So,
and besides, you know, Emma being a good softballer and your skills with the cricket and the footy, you've got a couple of brothers, Brad and Matt. Brad's a footballer and cricketer of note, and he's a sports journo, and Matt was the first player to 250 footy games with Trinity. So where do you guys get the sporting gene from?
That's a serious question, that is. My dad was a pretty good basketballer, but he didn't take much. He was definitely not a footballer, and he can't bowl a cricket ball to save his life. But Mum, she played a little bit of cricket, was a good gymnast. Football and cricket, I think, must have been school. I'm going to give it to PE lessons, maybe.
PE lessons are underrated, so let's do that. And PE teachers are underrated as well.
Now, you're a PE teacher yourself, aren't you?
I am, yes. So
how did you get into that? Obviously, a sporting background, but it seems that every local sports person wants to be a PE teacher.
Well, I would have to say I've had really good PE teachers growing up, and Sean being one of those. And I've had really good teachers growing up, so it made me want to teach young kids and continue that, I guess. So, yeah.
So what are your goals? I mean, you're 23 years old. You've still got plenty of years in front of you. What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve out of your cricket and your football?
That's something that I think about all the time. I would love to firstly get a strikers contract, continued one, in terms of cricket, and I want to make some serious runs for the Scorpions. And moving from cricket to footy, I'd love to have an AFL contract. So that's a goal, I guess. It's pretty far in front of me, but it's not something that I'm going to shy away from. So.
Well, you're on that pathway, aren't you? So, I mean, it's certainly there within your reach.
Yeah,
as you said,
I hope so.
The hard work I think that's what a lot of young athletes learn to appreciate, because you know some kids will get to be at a certain level with natural talent, and as they grow, but they get to a point where they're, you know, where you're now competing against the best girls in the country, and as you said, also girls coming from internationally as well.
Exactly.
And so that's when talent's important, but hard work is just as critical.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely underrated, in that you might not have, playing cricket in underage years, I was actually a bowler, and I bowled some really quick pace, but I couldn't really control the ball too much, so I played state as a bowler up until I was in under-18s. It was my last year of underage state, and my coach came up to me and said, "We're not picking you as a bowler, we're picking you as a batter." So I went away thinking that I was terrible at batting, didn't know what I was doing, and that I wasn't going to bowl at all. So I was pretty worried at that point. And then a couple of years later, I got picked up as a state player with the same coach at the Opens level, and she told me I was going to be a batter, and I was a bit like, I don't know how to bat. And basically, I put so much hard work in because the skill wasn't quite there, and then I needed to work really hard and dedicate myself to owning batting, basically. And it took me a couple of years, but I was at a standard now where I can, you know, play it with the best, I guess.
And coming back to a little bit locally, I've heard that you have a new role as an ambassador for a new team that's going to be in place with the Trinity Old Scholars Cricket Club for a girls' team playing in the 2020 comp.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about that too. I absolutely love getting back to local stuff, and there's not many state girls around this area, so I try to share myself as many as I can and get out to local trainings and stuff. And this women's competition that's just starting, Trinity Old Scholars getting a women's team is phenomenal. I would have loved to have had that when I first finished school. And these girls are going to make an impact. Playing on turf, it's going to be awesome.
I tell you, one of the interesting things about the way women's sport's been taking off, you can play footy and you can play cricket all year round. I remember Shannon Hearn when he was coming out with Centrals before he got drafted by the West Coast Eagles. He was also on a cricket contract as well, so he had to make a choice. You're fortunate, you don't have to make a choice.
Not yet. Eventually, when cricket becomes full-time, I'll have to make the choice, and that'll probably be a pretty simple choice, I would imagine. But at the moment, not having a striker's contract, so I'm sort of available in that time of the year. I'm pretty excited to be able to do both. And I definitely don't take it for granted, because I know that next year I might not be able to do that. So I try to make the most of everything that I can.
Well, it's been great chatting with you, Brit. I mean, I've known Brittany for a long time, and she's always been great smile, fun kid, loves sport, and you're not a kid anymore, you're a young lady. So it's been great catching up with you back here as a teacher, and really proud of what you've done so far in your sporting world, and look forward to what you can do in the future.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
Thanks, Brit. So that finishes the Cullen Lane Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carman.